Good morning. Welcome to you all. If you're a visitor for the first time, we are delighted to see you. Today we have three services. This afternoon at 4:30 is the crib service, and the Christmas Eve communion service will begin at 11:30 this evening. Just in case you haven't noticed, tomorrow is Christmas Day, and there will be a service here that starts at 10. This will be followed by the Christmas Day lunch, and we give thanks for this event, and we wish joy to all those who will be there. Pastoral news. Hunar and Chol Arn are now British citizens, so congratulations to both of them. Stand up. And I'd like to say thank you to Yunjin Lee for keeping the sanctuary tidy. Please stand up. John Watts has recently been treated for a detached retina and is coping with the aftercare. Please remember John and Sue and the family in your prayers. Pat Brooks is in the Princess Alice Hospice. Please pray for Pat and the family. And that's all from me.
Would you two like to light a candle? Would you? No, just a minute, I'm just checking. One, two, candle. Would you like to come light a candle? You're going to be here Christmas Day, aren't you? Of course you are. No, you cannot. You can do it tomorrow. Would Poppy like to come and... Come on, you two. I'm sacking you. Oh. That's it. I've had all sorts of troubles with the maths this year. One, two, three. Which one of you two is going to be here Christmas Day? Right, you're doing it Christmas Day. Right, okay. When? Today? Oh, get up here, Esther, then. Definitely. Whoa. Right, here we go. Do you want to walk up the step? Ben, you can... Right, now, look, Ben. Everyone except for the white one. Just putting it out there, okay? I'm just holding it with you, because I know you can, but... Thank you, Poppy. And Poppy's helper. Poppy, come on. Esther. It's beautiful. That's lovely. Thank you. You can light one. That's it. Fantastic. That's, great. Round we come. I know that you're safe, but I'm just holding it. And just keep my thumb down. Just come right round. I don't want to burn a small child. Here we go. Come on. You can hold it. No. Fantastic. Thank you. Thank you, candle lighters. Let's join to sing verse 4. Just a minute. That would explain it. We join to pray. A candle burns, the sign of your love, God of Mary. Come to us again this Advent. May the light of your love be born anew in us. Lord, we pray. Amen. So, guess what we're going to sing? We join to sing on Christmas night, All Christians Sing. So after each of these four verses, which is 1, 2, 3, 4, would you say, O come, Emmanuel? Practice it with me. O come, Emmanuel. So we pray. The prophet Isaiah said, the people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. O come, Emmanuel. The priest Zechariah said before John's birth, by the tender mercy of our God, the dawn from on high will break upon us to give light to those who sit in darkness, to guide our feet into the way of peace. O come, Emmanuel. The evangelist John said, what has come into being in him has light was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. O come, Emmanuel. God is with us. God is coming into our lives in a new way. And the birth of the Christ child is the renewal of hope, a reminder that Christ will come again. We are people who will watch for God's light. Thanks be to God. O come, Emmanuel. Lord, we pray. Amen. We say the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. What would you like this one? Beyonce Knowles, as I like to say. Anything.
Thank you. Is there anybody else who would like to come and see the pictures in my story? For the people at the back, I'm sorry I didn't have time to get the pictures put up on the screen, but I'll happily show you afterwards. The service paper says that it's a Christmas story. And this story doesn't have the word Christmas in it once, but I think it's a Christmas story. In a distant, dark, cold land lived little Chenu with his parents in a house built of snow, which would be called... What's a house built of snow called? Not Stonehenge, no, that's stone. It's an igloo. It was winter, and Chenu was fed up. The big cold had frozen the sea solid, so he couldn't go fishing. The big wind blew nearly every day, so he couldn't play outside. And the big dark was everywhere, all the time. But Chenu knew that something would happen soon. One morning when he looked out into the big dark, it was all quiet and still. Come on, little Chenu, said Mama and Papa. It's time to go. Where? Asked Chenu. To the sea, they said. So Chenu followed his parents' footsteps in the snow for a long way. Soon he saw big, wide footprints, and he scampered after them and found a little polar bear also heading for the sea. play a game? Asked Chinoo. Oh, yes, please, said the polar bear. So they played hide and seek. The little bear hid while Chinoo counted. Up to 10. I'm coming. This is easy, thought Chinoo. Just follow the tracks. And he did find him. Now it's my go, he said. But before the bear could start counting, Chinoo heard his parents calling. Come on, Chinoo, hurry up or we'll miss it. Miss what? Asked Chinoo. You'll see, they replied. So he followed his parents' footprints through the snow again, on and on and on. He was getting so tired of waiting for something to happen. He played a game of snowballs with a little fox that he met. I threw them away, and the fox brought them back. But before Chinoo could throw it again, he heard his parents calling, Come on, Chinoo, hurry up or we'll be late. We'll miss it. Miss what? Asked Chinoo. You'll see, they said. Our parents are annoying sometimes. Once again, Chinoo plodded on, following his parents' footprints in the snow. Now he was getting really, really tired, and tired of waiting for something to happen. He hitched a ride with a great chorus, and it was the funniest, wobbliest ride he had. Oops, what's happened? Oh, there we are. Eventually, they came near to the sea, and Chinoo was amazed to see lots of tracks in the snow and lots of animals, all heading towards the sea and lining the shore, all watching the lightning sky and waiting. Chinoo slid off the walrus's back. What's happening? He asked. Shh, said Mum. Just watch and wait. And Chinoo watched and waited and waited and watched, and then very slowly it happened. Oh, look, said Chinoo. It's the sun. That really was worth waiting for. Thank you. Sorry, I'm... Sorry? Oh, sorry. We're going to sing See Him Lying in a Bed of Straw.
right, so here's a quiz. How many of you are waiting for Christmas? How many of you are waiting for Christmas? Right? Okay. Not necessarily with joy, but, you know, waiting. It's good. How many of you, though you are waiting, have already eaten a mince pie? Oh, look at all the British people. Yeah, hands up. How many of you have already had a Christmas dinner? Oh. How many of you have had your main Christmas dinner? Oh, dear. Hypocrite. Families. As a society, we're not very good at waiting. We live in times where waiting is for wimps, really. Waiting, if you can have it, you can have it now. Just buy it now. You don't have to wait. You don't have to save. You can buy it now. You don't have to wait for it. Get it now. There's a word from the prophet Isaiah about a time, somebody who was going to come, somebody that the people were waiting for. We're going to hear this prophecy, and I'm walking up here to find out who's going to read it to us. It's going to be read by John Arnold.
The land of the tribes of Zebulun and Naphtali was once disgraced, but the future will bring honor to this region from the Mediterranean eastwards to the land on the other side of Jordan, and even to Galilee itself, where the foreigners live. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. They lived in a land of shadows, but now light is shining on them. You have given them great joy, Lord. You have made them happy. They rejoice in what you have done, as people rejoice when they harvest their corn, or when they divide captured wealth. For you have broken the yoke that burdened them, and the rod that beat their shoulders. You have defeated the nation that oppressed and exploited your people, just as you defeated the army of Midian long ago. The boots of the invading army and all their blood-stained clothing will be destroyed by fire. A child is born to us, a son is given to us, and he will be our ruler. He will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, Prince of Peace. His royal power will continue to grow. His kingdom will always be at peace. He will rule as King David's successor, basing his power on right and justice. From now until the end of time, the Lord Almighty is determined to do this. Amen.
Thank you. So that is a prophecy that the people of Israel had in their history. So it's a thing about a day that will come, and it's a long way off, and that time is going to come. But if you are waiting, you've still got stuff that you've got to do. It's no good just sitting quietly thinking that everything's going to happen. If you are waiting, you've still got things you've got to do. So people are waiting for Christmas, but there's still shopping to be done. And the people are waiting for this one to come. But still there is the religious duties and obligations. But how would it be if you've got so used to waiting that you can't believe it when the moment happens? Well, this is a story about a man who can't believe something happens. Anne McFarlane is reading this passage to us. Have you got it printed, Anne? Brilliant. Thank you.
Before we have our second reading, I would just like to wish you all a happy Christmas and to say thank you for a year of being part of this great community. So thank you. So our second reading is taken from Luke chapter 1 and starting at verse 5. During the time when Herod was king of Judea, there was a priest named Zechariah who belonged to the priestly order of Abijah. His wife's name was Elizabeth. She also belonged to a priestly family. They both lived good lives in God's sight and obeyed fully all the Lord's laws and commands. They had no children because Elizabeth could not have any, and she and Zechariah were both very old. One day, Zechariah was doing his work as a priest in the temple, taking his turn in the daily service. According to the custom followed by the priests, he was chosen by lot to burn incense on the altar. So he went into the temple of the Lord while the crowd of people outside prayed during the hour when the incense was burnt. An angel of the Lord appeared to him, standing on the right of the altar where the incense was burnt. When Zechariah saw him, he was alarmed and felt afraid. But the angel said to him, "Don't be afraid, Zechariah. God has heard your prayer, and your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son. You are to name him John. How glad and happy you will be, and how happy many others will be when he is born. He will be a great man in the Lord's sight. He must not drink any wine or strong drink. From his very birth, he will be filled with the Holy Spirit, and he will bring back many of the people of Israel to the Lord their God. He will go ahead of the Lord, strong and mighty like the prophet Elijah. He will bring fathers and children together again. He will turn disobedient people back to the way of thinking of the righteous. He will get the Lord's people ready for him." Zechariah said to the angel, "How shall I know if this is so? I am an old man and my wife is old also." "I am Gabriel," the angel answered. "I stand in the presence of God, who sent me to speak to you and tell you this good news. But you have not believed my message, which will come true at the right time. Because you have not believed, you will be unable to speak. You will remain silent until the day my promise to you comes true." Amen.
Amen. Shall I whisk that off, Ian?
Yep.
The danger is, of course, that we are people who have waited so long and we have a jaded view and we get cynical. The danger is, can we appreciate and experience something when something good happens? Can we believe it when something good happens? Zechariah could not. But when it comes to waiting, I'm sure the number one person that we all thought of was Mary. And this is the story of her waiting. Georgina Forbes, that's who that is, not Christine Thompson, Georgina Forbes.
Reading from Luke 1, verses 26 to 38. In the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to a town in Galilee named Nazareth. He had a message for a young woman promised in marriage to a man named Joseph, who was a descendant of King David. Her name was Mary. The angel came to her and said, "Peace be with you. The Lord is with you and has greatly blessed you." Mary was deeply troubled by the angel's message, and she wondered what his words meant. The angel said to her, "Don't be afraid, Mary. God has been gracious to you. You will become pregnant and give birth to a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High God. The Lord God will make him a king as his ancestor David was, and he will be king of the descendants of Jacob forever. His kingdom will never end." Mary said to the angel, "I'm a virgin. How can this be?" The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come to you, and God's power will rest upon you. For this reason, the Holy Child will be called the Son of God. Remember your relative Elizabeth. It is said that she cannot have children, but she herself is now 6 months pregnant, even though she is very old, for there's nothing that God cannot do." "I am the Lord's servant," said Mary. "May it happen to me as you have said." And the angel left her.
So waiting actually is what life is like. That is what life is. It's, in a sense, you could say it's all there is if we wanted to get dark and deep about it. And waiting with purpose, waiting to be surprised, and knowing that if we're waiting for God, that might take us to some difficult places. We join to sing Angels from the Realms of Glory.
Thank you. I'm
Blimey, Charlie. Whoa. That was some people maximally out of their comfort zone. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And for those of you who don't know, there's the dance like that is a feature in the Korean church. So thank you for those that danced, choreographed it, and joined in. Brilliant, brilliant, brilliant. Right, back on earth. Let's join to pray. I'm taking for our themes for our prayers for others, issues that are our issues in this community. In joyful expectation that you would come to our aid, we pray, Lord Jesus. These are struggles for us, your people. So we pray for working out what it means to have relationship with one another as we divorce. For those who wait to get sober. For those who wait to get well. For those who wait to find love. And for those who wait to declare their love for somebody else. For those who wait to recover from the pain of bereavement enough to function well. For those who wait to find work. For those who wait to find better work, real work. For those who wait to learn English. Those who wait to die. Those who wait to sort out their immigration status. Those who wait to find the energy to look after small children. And those who wait to face the next phase and face old age. Come, Lord Jesus, and do not delay. We pray for ourselves with the things that we wait for. Give us courage. Give us optimism, realism. Beyond the cynicism and pessimism of our times. And give us the courage to trust in love. And we pray in your name. Amen. So let's continue our worship as we make our offering. got to take that off. You're going to wear that home, aren't you? This pink thing. I could see that written in your face. Here we go. We're going to pray. So let's pray. We have nothing to offer that you haven't first given to us. Even life itself. We return this money. We return our time. We return the use of the gifts and abilities that we have. Let your love flow through us and from us, Lord Jesus. In your name we pray. Amen. So, Esther, did I hear that it's your birthday today? Right, come on, we're going to sing. Esther's birthday today? Esther and Jesus, nearly twins. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. We're going to sing our final hymn, Joy to the World. closing prayer, which is the work of Robert Louis Stevenson, supposedly. So let us pray. Loving God, help us to remember the birth of Jesus, that we may share in the songs of the angels, the gladness of the shepherds, and the worship of the wise ones. Close the door of hate and open the door of love all over the world. Let kindness come with every gift and good desires with every blessing. Deliver us from evil by the blessing which Christ brings, and teach us to be merry with clear hearts. And may the Christmas morning make us happy to be your children, and Christmas evening bring us to our beds with grateful thoughts, forgiving and forgiven, for Jesus' sake. Amen.